Blog Talk Radio.
So if you looked at the title of the episode, it is Cash King, Financial Ghosting. Now, last week, we spent a lot of time talking about Mr. Nigel Farage, who is really emblematic of a much larger problem. Now, we talked about a politically exposed person, but Money Girl, that's in the UK. We're in America. Those things don't happen in America. Actually, yes, they do. And it's a lot easier than you think. It's a lot easier than you think. Otherwise, why would we have YouTubers like Pierogi or The People's Concern or Mark Rober, tons and tons of money off their clicks, building glitter bombs and finding the foulest fart spray to install in places like scam call centers? Or you can have someone who's actually calling from Lagos, Nigeria, using WhatsApp, tending to be, oh, let's see, a three-star general, Yeah. And then writing up invoices and to get the money that people are putting in boxes wrapped in tinfoil to defeat, thinking they're going to defeat the RFID chips that can be scanned in these parcels. These parcels containing cash. So is this falls under, you know, Money Girl, but cash is only carried by criminals. This is all criminal activity. Is carrying cash to go buy yourself a pizza that the government doesn't need to know that you're on your fourth pizza this week because this week has been absolute misery. And, you know, a large double gulp and maybe some chicken fingers, does the government need to know that? No. You're not a criminal. You just have issues. Because then the driver, well, people who carry cash are criminals. No, they're not. They're people who want anonymous transactions. Which would not have happened to Nigel, but he had a 43, that's it, right, 43, as in 4 decades and a third with this particular bank. Now, what was particularly egregious is he asked to see what reason they had, and they sent him a 40-page dossier that was leaked to him and maybe mentioned by the head of the bank, the head of the banking group, who have since decided to honorably retire, falling on their sword, which is a metaphor. It's a metaphor for all you people out there. Falling on one's sword is not really disemboweling oneself with hardened steel. It is a metaphor. For they are leaving their job in disgrace because they decided to collect 40 pages of data and then brag about it and then say, well, I'm terribly sorry, Mr. Farage. Although you've been a successful face of several different campaigns and the leader of two different political parties that now make quite a bit of difference in the UK, your views are in contrast with ours. Therefore, we no longer desire your business. And not just you, your family. And not just Coutts Bank, the same bank, by the way, that the royal family uses. Every other bank, 19 of them, to be perfectly honest. And it's not just Nigel, it's his family. So can Money Girl, this can't really happen in the U.S. Actually, it can. And it does. We talked about this very, very briefly last week. I happen to know someone very close, that had a bank account with this particular financial institution that has a well-known logo. They started off in San Francisco. No, it's not Bank of America. So this particular person started, they had gotten a wire transfer for a large sum of money. And they were transferring money out. They had been told that this money transfer in, this wire transfer, could not be reversed. They knew something was wrong inside their gut. Well, they were right, because one of the people, because this requires several different people, decided they were just going to take the money and then deliver it to their friend who was supposed to be, who supposedly couldn't have access because they were overseas. What does this sound like? Oh, let's see. That's money laundering. It's actually called the combination of the check kiting and money mule scam. So when you get these things, oh, I really love your Facebook post. Oh, your Instagram reels are so cool. Send me a direct message because it's not going through. And they claim to be some general, some prince. It's not real. Anyway, they used a legitimate address in San Diego to send checks, which all of a sudden, quote-unquote, didn't go through even though they had cleared the bank. The bank was then alerted because you had several checks going out for large amounts over the $10,000 limit. So that flagged these accounts. So all of a sudden, the feds are listening, and they tell the bank, oh, hey, these are suspicious activities. Now, granted, we're not, the person doing this was not a politically exposed person. The person who had brought business to the people I'm talking about was someone that was trusted, was someone that they had worked with before. And all of a sudden, they decided to use their contacts to make sure this particular person got all of their money. No one else did. In fact, the account was closed. Why? Because all of a sudden, it looked like they were suspiciously laundering money and, you know, this particular person is taking and billing extra for invoices for products these people that they're not getting. And so the bank decided to go after that particular person and then closed the account. So can it happen? Without explanation other than, well, we're closing down your account because you're bad people. Your values don't align with ours in the U.S. Oh, yeah. It's real, and it happens. So what else? Let's see. Another way that banks actually make things difficult for people. It's called holds, in that they put holds on people's accounts, as in the case of this one particular woman in Chicago who had done business with Bank of America, and I can say this because it's actually a published story that has been referenced. They closed her account because it was a suspicious activity when she had been given a check written on the full faith and credit of the U.S. government. Yeah. No, I'm not going to put in a joking and laughing there. But yeah, the full faith and trust of the U.S. government. Insert your own chuckles. For disability payments. The bank said, you never had an account with us. This woman's money is now gone. And this is supposed to be a trusted financial institution. Which is another reason to have cash. Now, MoneyGirl will tell you there is an amount of cash that you are allowed to carry without flagging without flagging financial institutions, without flagging having SAR sent to the government. Okay, and the SAR stands for Suspicious Activity Report. all of which are mandated in the name of preventing money laundering. Remember, because this is why only criminals carry cash. Yeah. So, say you want to go out and put, say, $10,000 on a car, so you're not financing it at a specific rate. You just want to be able to buy it outright in cash. Here's the hoop you have to jump through. This is why cash is not king, but it needs to be. And this is in the United States. You have to call your bank because they don't have to have that much liquid assets on hand. Call your bank. Let them know I will be withdrawing X amount. They have to go through, make sure you have it. Verify your account. Verify the amount. Fill out an SAR. Draw up a cashier's check. And then you will report there in 4 or 5 days to pick up said check. It's not even cash. It is a cashier's check, which when countersigned, that means you sign the back of the person, the bearer, that's the person holding on to it, can take it to the bank and say, I want this money. So you aren't even really carrying cash. It's something to think about. So financial ghosting. We just talked about that. Financial ghosting is where your Cash App no longer works. I know someone that's going through that right now. And all of a sudden, you can't withdraw money. You can't deposit money. Your paychecks, which, by the way, if you are using an electronic service, all have to be deposited electronically into a bank account or something similar to it, whether that's your Cash App, whether that's, which by the way, I do not, MoneyGirl does not recommend that. Why? Because it does not have the same protections against fraud and theft as, say, a credit union. Okay. MoneyGirl is not a big fan of big banks. I would much prefer a local credit union. Their financials are far clearer, far easier to find and explore than trying to deal with reading someone's cryptic 990 or 10K, which, by the way, are all regularly required financial reports, which must be filed with the Securities and Exchange Commission and the Federal Reserve Bank. You remember that little FDIC? The Federal Deposit Insurance Corporation that says we will match your funds up to $100,000 on your vesting. Which is another reason not to have millions of dollars of bitcoins, FTX, in your account. Well, as I said, it was all wiped out. Sam Bankman-Fried. Okay, just think back to what has happened in the last 6 months. And you're starting to see why it's a case for cash being king. But the problem is there are quite a few banks now that are actively discouraging deposit cash. Well, why are you running a cash business? The IRS demands you use what's called accrual accounting, which means that you go through and basically run at, you basically accrue debt, even if it's paid off within the month, for that couple of weeks you're actually financing your purchases. Same as if you at the end of the month, which, by the way, credit card companies do not like, and it does bad things to your credit. Why? Because they want you to pay the interest and keep paying the interest and keep paying the interest for years, up to 20 years. That $50 you put on your JCPenney's card, by the time you add up all the interest you're paying at 24%, it will take you years to pay that off. Meanwhile, that 24%, let's see, just basic interest calculation, PRT. Well, that's $12 a year, and then people go, well, it's only $12 a year. Actually, no, that's $12 a month times 12, that's $144 a year for your $50 pizza. Yeah. So you might want to rethink your spending plans. Maybe that $5 Starbucks coffee is a little more expensive when you put it on your plastic. Now, this is different than a debit card. A debit card, even if they have the little Visa logo on it, basically what that means is that it means that some purchases are protected after a certain amount. But it also means that if something goes haywire and someone clones your card, that first $50, bye-bye, you're never seeing that again. And when you're a starving student like Money Girl, $50 is a big deal. Why is $50 a big deal? Let's see. That's five trips to Domino's Pizza. That is eight trips to In-N-Out. Why? Now, let's break down further what's in. This is why cash shows. This is why we need to keep cash. Because it's no one's business what I'm eating except for mine and my doctor when I step on the scale and maybe my nutritionist. But if you don't have access to that and you can't pull that, you are being denied one of the basic human rights, which is to have a wage and collect wages. By the way, that is actually in the UN Charter and the UN Document on Human Rights. Amazing to be able to collect and receive wages, just wages, which also supports their sustainable development goals. They no longer are the Millennium Development Goals because Millennium is long past, but these are the Sustainable Development Goals for 2030. Human right, because remember, it's not just you that's affected, it's your family. It's the fact that these people have, your financial institution has violated your privacy by keeping track of your tweets, by keeping track of your Instagram posts, your reels, anything you post on YouTube, anything you post on Twitter, which is now X. Anything you post that may or may not be, quote, in agreement with their views. The fact that there was even a 40-page dossier on Nigel Farage. And yes, the SARs, the 1023s, are all the American version of that 40-page dossier. Yes, it exists. Yes, it goes to the Department of Justice. Yes, it is tied to social, environmental, and governance credits. It starts to sound familiar
that's the same used in China. It's the same used by several U.S. companies. And they're trying to say, well, there are 5,000 companies worldwide that use this metric to measure the ethics. The thing is, should your corporation that you do business with that makes the ice cream and the deodorant and your shampoo tell you how you should be, what you should feel, who you should support? Last I knew, that was your personal decision and your personal right to choose. That actually is at the heart of this. And as we've been seeing, there are people who will act in bad faith, get your accounts closed, and continue to tell you, oh, it's none of your concern. You're doing just fine. No, you're not. You remember how to boil a frog? This is them slowly, incrementally turning up the heat under us. So, now that everyone is like thoroughly depressed on Monday, I'm going to say, tell you what, meet me at Taco Bell, we'll have laundry tacos and discuss it. By that, I don't mean tacos made out of laundry. What I do mean is, let's go sit at Taco Bell, have something cold and fizzy, and talk about that while the laundry is in the washer, going through its cycle. It means I'm available. I'd like to hear what you have to say about this. Because whether you agree or not, it still is whether we dissent or not. But you need to be aware. You need to be aware. And you can't be aware, you can't, I'm very fond of saying this, you can't live in this world in ignorance. Thanks for listening. You know, I wanted to say once again, thank you to the Splendificus Foundation that lets me have this platform, that lets me use it to build financial awareness that's related to our First Amendment rights. You again. Catch you on the flip side. Money Girl is out. Till next Monday.